I'm having a hard time. Hold on a second.
Hello. I just thought that after, this is Sophia. I thought Saturday, cause I've gone to 2 fundraising meetings. So I got off the phone early on Saturday meeting, but I thought on Saturday because of time that Janine was going to reach out to the general manager so that we could be on the same page as to what is it we wanted to do to get the fundraising going to have an event. And I got involved just because I wanted to make sure that there was funding, that KPFK was okay. And if there was going to be a concert, you know, it's always quick to get a venue as quick as possible. So at that meeting, I just thought, hey, reach out to the GM as soon as possible so that we can be on the same page. I'm not sure if
I
answered your question.
The GM is in the meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'd also like to identify the phone number that ends in 5734, please. Are you a listener?
*6, you're on mute.
Well, I know we also had Bella and Michael that wanted to come on, but yeah, so basically,
Bella is here.
Oh, okay, great. Hi, Bella.
You don't see me. I see all of you.
Oh, I see you now. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Gilberto. How is everything going?
So yeah, so I guess, you know, maybe we just kind of open it up to you, Mikel, what you've been talking about. I know you've been here for a few weeks now, but,
can we do introductions?
Yeah, we only have Mikel until 5:30, so we have 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I think he knows most of us. And then, we've got Sophia on the call and,
Rocio Rivas.
Yes, but because she's part of the board, Mikel has.
I see. I don't know if Michael was about to be here or no. Michael Novick, no.
No, Michael is
traveling.
He's in the East Coast, so he won't. I don't know if he's going to be with us today.
Okay.
And I know that Oscar had wanted to be on, so
Oscar Ulloa.
Yeah, Oscar Ulloa, and then I see Elizabeth. Sorry, Janine Brun texted me earlier to say there is a meeting, but she didn't provide the Zoom access info.
I'm literally have her on text. She has it.
Okay.
Okay, we need to move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's
so
move
what
on.
I'd like
look.
To do is yeah. just kind of open it up to Mikel. Basically, the reason this call happened so quickly is we had a lot of conversation about planning an event.
Okay. Okay,
so,
let me just explain really quick. I'm just one person. And
recording in progress.
Recording in progress. Okay, got it. I just one person, and you are a thousand of people, of committees, of subcommittees, of local board and national board. And I appreciate that you take the time to meet and to draft this list that I'm seeing here about appealing to high donors, about the letter to the unions, about all the initiatives you are taking care to help KPFK going on. But I must tell you that on Friday I received the first blow, and this was the layoff of one person that I think it's crucial to our organization, and is the business office, the business manager. And this was somehow a kind of advice for me, because I was told, I suppose when I was hired, that there is a hierarchy somehow, and the paid staff of KPFK, at the end of the day, I can have a say, at least, on what I think, especially if I only been here for 15 days. But it turns out that the decision was already made, and they just get rid of this position. Not the person, seems that the person was a good guy, but the position has to go out because we've decided this. And I was really, and I'm still really upset of this way, especially after knowing that there hasn't been any kind of budget for a long time, for a long time. And with this person, Barry, we were able last week to draft a new budget for the next fiscal year. And I presented to the National Financial Committee, and I told them that finally, I think we would have some profits in the next fiscal year. And everything was for nothing. And so, well, I really don't know, Janine, what to do. If you ask me about what do we do with these contributions, I now don't have a person that takes care of this. Well, we've got Terry, yeah, but I don't have a real financial guy here at our organization. The financial guy now lays 4,000 or 6,000 miles away. And all I got is good words saying, don't worry, please don't take it like something wrong to you. But we think the Pacifica National Board think that that KPFK should run like WBAI or WPFW, meaning that everything is centralized thousands of kilometers away. And so, well, so I just wanted to add this. I know that this is some negative comments, which I don't want you to translate, but to portray to you. But I think I have to do so, especially in this committee. Another thing that I wanted to add is, besides again, appreciating your efforts, is about this letter to the union. I really think this letter is a good initiative, like other initiative that I've already seen. But unfortunately, when you send this to the station, there is someone that says, "Hey, how you dare to ask for help to the union when you don't stand with your workers and you are not kind of arriving to an agree in the next C, how the CV, what's the name of this, the acronym of the collective bargaining agreement?"
Yes, CBA.
The CBA, okay. How you there? Almost the email to answer this was almost "how you there," like Greta Thunberg. So look, it is really difficult to try to implement anything here if you get shut from inside, outside, and everywhere else. Nevertheless, Janine, I see your face and I don't want you to be discouraged, because we're going to overcome this situation. And I was hired to do this, and I think we still have the resources to do this. So the only thing I can tell you is I am here to help in this endeavor. So please tell me what do you need, and I'll try to please you, so to speak.
Well, I would like to think that we're here for you too, you know, that we're here to help start some of these initiatives. And I think our goal, I mean, I have a lot to comment on with what you just said, because you know, I'm in the finance committee along with a few other people here, but I don't want to get sidetracked because we only have a little more time. So I want to give everyone a chance to speak, but I know that what I'd like to leave this meeting with is what do you need from us, in what, how can we present things to you if we, oh, here's Oscar. Great. How can we, present an idea to you? Like, I know that I'm going to be trying to phone bank. I can write you a little thing. Once I get a script together and all that, I can present it to you. But something larger, like an event, if you have in the past received it in a certain form in order for you to say yes, like, you know, we want to be able to decide on a date, pick a venue, and have like a little subcommittee try to do something before the end of the year so that, you know, we can kind of kick it off.
So with that in mind,
we can go around and have everyone comment, but I'd like to keep it to a minute because we're already coming up on 5:30. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, so me and Michael did author a letter, and I was able to send you, Beth, the call-in information. I think she's on now. We did author a letter, and I'm hoping that Miken, we will send it out to our labor partners, regardless of the CBA. One thing does not conflate with another. So we need to send that letter out, regardless of the sense of what one person feels in regards to the CBA. It has nothing to do with the letter, the appeal letter that we put together. And we're ready to move forward with it, Miket. And Michael and I were the authors of that letter, so we definitely need to partner up with our labor partners, regardless of the ongoing negotiations and the CBA process that's going on. That has nothing to do with providing an appeal letter. Everybody has opinions, and that's just one opinion from one person. I'll pass the mic over to Michael. Thank you, Janine.
Okay. Is there anyone else for the stack besides Michael?
Beth, just to let you know, I'm here now, but I have another meeting at 5:30.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Let's go ahead with Michael then. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Sorry,
Bella, I see you.
Hi, Michael. Please go. Hi, Miguel. So yeah, I agree with what Lauren said. I think we can go ahead with that letter, regardless. I'm sorry that I involved Ali in it. I thought that he might have a more positive response. But I think we should check and see if there are other members. I don't know if Rocio, I thought Rocio had some connection with UTLA during her career. I'm not sure if she still is, but you know, I think we might be able to find some other board members that could sign on. And we should get it out. The other idea I raised in the last meeting was the possibility of some kind of sort of indie publishers and book fair, indie bookstores and indie publishers. Maybe we could do something on the parking lot of the station. We had done a number of events there a few years ago with some success, and as an outdoor venue for something. So if you had some interest in that, I would try to pursue it and see if we could do that. The last thing I'll say is I had done previously in terms of the fund drive, an effort to get various publications in the United States that would agree to give free subscriptions to their publication for somebody who donated to KPFK, with the advantage to them they would have subscribers that they could eventually transfer them into subscribers to their publication they wouldn't have to advertise and so on. So I could try to pursue that again in terms of the fund drive that's about to begin, to see if we can do something. You were saying that was going to go, I think, 5 weeks. Is that right? Starting on the 5th. Mikhail, do you, the plan for the...
It's going to be until November the 5th.
Okay, so a month. All right. I'll see what I can do on that. I apologize for having left town in the middle of all this, but... it's a long-standing commitment, so thank you.
Okay.
One thing, Janine, regarding this letter, do you want me to do something in this letter? Do you want this letter go out from KPFK? What do you want exactly to do?
I'm not sure I'm the one that is initiating.
No, it'll be if I could just address that real quick, Janine. It'll be a joint letter with KPFA, the GM, and the union members from the board that want to sign on to it. But again, this was my initiative. Michael was kind enough to put the letter together. I think we need to move on as soon as possible, Miquel.
What do you want me to do with this letter? Do you, are you, I mean, yeah. I don't know what to do. What, I just reduce it to one page. I cut some paragraph. I reduce it to one page, but, who is sending this letter? You, KPFK?
It was a board initiative. I'll yield to Michael, real quick, Janine.
I think it could be the management and the board. You know, if you want to sign out to it, I think that would be the greatest way to introduce yourself to some of the unions. And it could be from, you know, the GM and board members. I think if we're sending it as a physical letter, it would be great to put it, if there's some kind of station letterhead that it could go out on, that would be ideal.
Okay.
And,
I want to jump in for a moment because we're losing, this is really, yeah. You know, our fundraising and.
Sorry.
I really appreciate you coming on the call today at such short notice, but I want to make sure that we can start moving in a direction. I know that, Beth, you needed to speak, but I need to keep it at a minute because we've only got 6 minutes left. So yeah. Beth, go ahead.
Yeah, next.
I just needed to let you know that I finally got in.
This is Bella. I am on the staff.
I'm present.
Okay, great. Thank you, Beth. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. So I feel that this letter needs to be sent out as is and then sought as many endorsements as possible. And it should not go under the management, under the stationery at this juncture. And it should go as is after enough signatures are gathered or endorsements, if that's the way you want to go. But the fundraising committee is dealing with other things. I do feel this letter is critical. I have heard about it now for a while. I thought it had been sent out already, but it has not been sent out. So it should go out as soon as possible. And that's what I want to say. And then I would like us to concentrate on fundraising efforts. I am very interested in the availability and the collectivity of, for Miquel. What is his availability, to help this committee, get off, of the ground its efforts to help the station as soon as possible? We need that collectivity to start working.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. Oscar, can you, if you're still on the call, I know that both you and Sophia brought up having a live event and that you feel that there's certain steps that you could start even taking now to set up a live event before the end of the year. What I had asked Miquel before you came on is what does he need from us as far as a proposal? You know, what is the protocol here as far as us moving forward? Because we don't, you know. So Oscar or Sophia, I'm asking you if you want to elaborate on that.
Can we let Oscar go first?
Well, I'm sorry, just to make sure, I'm not, looks like I'm in a really, really bad connection area, so if I break up, just let me know, because I hear a couple of people here, they're breaking up here and there, so just to make sure that we are actually properly hooked up. Hey, hi, Miguel. Probably this is the first time that I had the chance, opportunity to personally welcome into this labor of love that we're going to have from here on. On the previous meeting of this committee, we were pretty much just having all kinds of ideas and see what is going to work or what he has worked on the past. And I would love definitely your support because we have kind of an experience before and without, I mean, without not, you know, going into politics or anything, but just into the practicality. Our management before the last was really helpful. Okay, I represent or I try to speak not only but for the Spanish programming blog. So I've been involved in most of the last four or five years in a lot of different efforts. And as was mentioned, the previous manager pretty much just gave us a lot of support. He gave us pretty much just carte blanche, you know, and said, hey, you do whatever you need to do. We trust you, and this is our support. Just let me know what we need to do within our possibilities. And on that occasion, and probably somebody like Bella could remember that we did at least four or five really successful community gatherings. For me, one of those that impressed me a lot was a connection that we did with two particular communities. The Oaxacan community here in Los Angeles is large, and also is a participant, and also is solidarity, shows a lot of solidarity, but we were connecting to them and we were offering. So at this point, and pretty much it was just basic stuff. We as a program, Spanish programming, can take a charge of everything, and on occasions even the funds. Most of the times we were fund everything ourselves on our pocket, you know, with our pocket money. And then in the end, once we present whatever it was spent, and everybody was reimbursed, and we were even open to that, knowing the particular, the economical problems, the financial problems. So I'm pretty much offering or completely support on most of the events. We are really experienced on that. We have different efforts. A lot of what we do is kind of like almost guerrilla type in occasions, because Oscar, we were not having the support. So that's what we were going to ask.
Oscar, gracias compañero por tus palabras, pero aún no he llegado a la programación en español. Estoy en la programación en inglés aún. I'm still on the English programming, not on the Spanish programming, but I will go through. Look, this is my time, but I would like to say to Janine Ron that if you want to do a fundraise event, just draft me the proposal, the date, the venue. I will obviously support. And I will try to promote through the radio this event, and we move forward. I don't know what else do you want me to do regarding this?
Well, I'm also curious, and you know, you're running out of time, and I understand that. But when you did the budget, was there some like, what would your goals be? And, you know, like, to get an idea of what would be ideal
actually,
for you.
Actually, the budget, the revenues of the budget were focused only on the fund drives, on the 4.5 fund drives that we do, or 5 fund drives that we do, on the year. And what we've been doing the last fund drives. And it was very pessimistic, but nevertheless, we were able to set up a budget with a profit, and so everything that adds to this obviously is a helping hand, is helping to our budget, but we were not counting any other revenue other than the fundraising and some small things, but. For sure, nothing relate to an event. Okay.
Okay. So, because one of the things that Sophia brought up, and I don't know whether she wants to speak about it. I know that you have to go. So,
yeah.
But, is earmarking, and
it's like an event
that would earmark for a certain programming, you know, a news program or whatever. Go ahead, Sophia, if you want to just briefly describe that.
Yes, porque últimamente, you know, investigative journalism in general across the country, it's just been taken over and privatized. and there's been no vetting, and most journalists now just read a script or the transcripts. And even though KPFK is very global, most of the local stuff that impacts communities of color in the barrio and the ghetto, our issues are not dealt with. And most of the times when the press shows up or the media covers it, it's usually poverty pimping nonprofits that are running with the machine that they interview. And so to get to a level of consciousness, sometimes people are doing it with all the right intentions, but nunca with a critical analysis. So, okay, you know, to raise funds for KPFK, KPFK has always been community based, but you know, it's had its issues in the past. It still has its issues now. And you know, it was also, I was critical of even in some of the notes that Janine had posted, she mentioned loan. I said, I was opposed to a loan because, you know, KPFK hasn't been transparent with its budget and, or its budgeting or its financing in a timely manner. So to do a fundraiser would be, and take a loan out as an example, would be irresponsible and fiscally irresponsible and ludicrous if you haven't reviewed the books. So para mí, I said, okay, KPFK is hurting, necesita dinero, pero también are they going to cover our issues?
Sofia, all I can add.
Can we just finish to earmark it so that, because I've done fundraisers in the past, and then you make money, y luego todos meten cuchara, and then your funds don't go to where they're designated. So I told people, put on the check, it's earmarked. That way you have a right to where your funds go. Y por eso we want them to cover issues that are so important. And I think that's what KPFK started off as, community-based. And it's sort of that has lost, it's lost that direction. We don't have a news cycle that covers our issues, you know, in real time. Before we had reporters on the beat, we would call and they would show up and they would interview us and they would try and get it in. If it wasn't that day, maybe a few days later, either be here or even behind the wall, people in prison, the hunger strikes that were going on, there was a voice, there was an outlet. Y ahora, you know, I think that we've lost some of that.
Sofia, I wasn't there when they fire they get rid of the news department. This is one of my goals. And the only way to do this is, obviously to have, fans to start, again, and to gather together with these others, with these other guys of KPFA, and try to have a newscast, during some time slot. This is one thing regarding the transparency. Well, I've been told that, finally we've made, an audit, because we couldn't have an audit, during lots of the time. So I am confident not only about, this organization that's 1,000 miles away from here, but, is taking our financials. I'm confident of them, and I'm confident also to regain our grant, from the CPB. And look, I'm appreciate Janine, but I have to.
You need to go.
I need to go. Yeah.
Well, then thank I you. Will. Okay. I will invite you to Saturday as well. Maybe you could just, if we were, okay, are able to send you something ahead of time. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, Rocio, that we didn't get to you. We can stay on and continue talking without Mikel.
Yes, let's stay on.
Thank you, Bella.
Yeah,
thank
we can
you, everyone.
Stay on. Thank you, Mikel.
Gracias.
Rocio, I'm very sorry.
I need to say goodbye to, I am, due at another meeting now.
Okay.
Thank bye.
Thanks, Beth. Rocio, mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that.
Take care.
Rocio, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. I just wanted to just add that I know he had to go, but I mean, this is something we could still relay to him. I think before we do any fundraising or any phone banking, I think it would be good to learn Mikhail's his goal, his objectives, and in order to relay this to our members and our donors so they know that we're not just asking again for money, but we're letting them know all the good things that are happening, you know, all, you know, the ideas and his goals, and inviting them to continue with us. And then that's when we ask him, you know, for a contribution or whatever, but I think we need to let him know, give him the update and sort of like in the scripting or in anything. So we're relaying his same goals. So we have one voice. And I think at the moment, based on what I've been hearing, he's you know, the general manager is still establishing his goals. He's still learning what needs to be done. He's still hearing from a lot of us. So if we go ahead and start fundraising without, you know, having a concrete idea of his goals, objectives, and what he's gathered based on what, you know, speaking to all of us and also speaking to the listeners, I think that it will be more focused. And I think our listeners will be like, okay, we understand and we're with you. And I think, at least from the people that I've spoken with who are members, they just feel disconnected, and then they feel disillusioned with the meetings and everything, et cetera. And I think we need to send a positive message in our fundraising and phone banking, using the general manager sort of his message.
So that's all. A talking point, like we're hitting the refresh button. And I also think one of the things Sophia was trying to get at is, you know, so many people are talking about the missing news department, and, you know, this is a way for them to feel like their money is going to something that they think is really important, you know, and I know Mikel said the audit department or the auditing's going on, but like still I don't think he's aware that the culture is that, you know, people are giving, but they're not seeing that it's changing. You know, and so by earmarking it for something that would be a change of what everyone feels is needed would be a great way to get money. You know what I mean? Like it has an immediate response to it. And that's what I'm hoping. And I can write more to Mikel, but what I didn't know whether for Oscar or whatever, what he needs from us to be able to say, okay, I mean, it sounds like just go ahead. I mean, having lost the business manager recently, I imagine he's just flooded right now. He's just Janine, like, yeah.
Janine, if I may, Bella.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Rocio, for that, because at our last meeting, I said that we needed to get a quick meeting with him to get the feel of his reception, his collectivity, and I said it earlier. It seems to me that until we get commitment, that we get a scope, we cannot hold progress based on his lack of openness. At this time, yes, like you said, he's overwhelmed. But if I was in his shoe, I would stay overwhelmed for a very long time. So we know what we need to do, and we are just going to have to be a little bit more aggressive. I do not see how we're going to get anything done otherwise. He did not give me, again, an impression. I met with him on the 22nd. He has still not written to me or called me or anything, email, regarding when he will be available so that we can hold our next town hall event in October. And here we are offering him ways to raise funds. And again, you know, my impression doesn't have to be anyone else's. I did not see that reception, even though he wants to. So how do we move forward? It's like walking on eggshells. I believe that the phone banking is very critical. That doesn't have to wait for anything. And we can remodify the script. The script is very old. That script has been used for years.
I have been working on it, and I need to put it up. Rocio has expressed interest in going through it with me. So, and you're welcome. I mean, I can schedule a call during this week, and we can all look at it together and kind of hone in.
That sounds good.
And then send it to him and say, listen, we'd like to put a little personality into this about what you feel are important and what you love about the station and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I do want to go to Lawrence. And then I also want to say that, you know, I don't know that we want to stay on it past, you know.
Okay, so let's figure that
at 5:50. That'll give us another, like, 8 minutes. So go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Janine. I have another meeting at 6, so I'm definitely not going to be able to say. But this new news department thing has been something that across fashion lines has been supported, right? A local news department. I'm not talking about piping in Berkeley and all of that. It's not local. It's not, we have a lot of stuff going on in Los Angeles. In regards to the appeal letter, I just want to say that I have a lot of union connections. I am on the executive board of my union, and I am very connected with the county fed. So whoever else could sign on it, I don't want to take – I think that letter should have went out yesterday. Regardless of what Ali has to say and his constant barrage of propaganda and all of that. So we need to send that letter out yesterday. So we need – that's one thing we need to do. I'm aware of Oscar's success in organizing community events because I've been to them. So I definitely support that effort. And I will phone bank with you as well, Janine. I will do whatever I can. I will stretch myself then, do whatever I can, you know, to bring KPFK back from the brink. So, but I also agree with Josio about that we need to get buy-in first before we come up with all of these great ideas. And I think a community event is one way to get buy-in. So that's what I have. Thank you, Denise. I have to go.
Theo, is your hand up again, or because I have Sophia?
I have my hand up.
Okay. I'm not sure.
I thought in your letter to.
Okay, go ahead, Sophia, then Rocio, then Bella.
I thought the letter going to the GM saying about our fundraiser, in that we can already, it's sort of like a MOU, a memo of understanding, that it, not only do we want it to go to local news, in the MOU, we want the GM to sign off on airtime, because he can say yes to local news, but then they don't air it. So we also have to sit down and do a timeline to do our local news and take it from there. And then pick a date ourselves when we think a good time is to have a concert.
But that's we need another
MOU
meeting
is a legal
with
document. And the national has to recognize an MOU from our manager. So it's sort of like we want to institutionalize the news again, bring it back.
So we need another meeting with him where he's available for more than half an hour.
Right. Well, yeah. And I think actually we only spent about 5 minutes on fundraising. But what I would like to do then is, you know, we've been meeting on a weekly basis. Maybe what we need to do is just have sub meetings, you know, because we want it to move quickly. It's going to be the end of the year. If we're going to have an event in November, because I don't know whether we're going to have one in December. It's so difficult.
It's impossible.
Yeah. So let's say it's the end of November, you know, then now we're 6 weeks out, you know, so I'd be willing to, I think the only week night that I'm not available is Wednesday, so I'd be willing to get on and kind of compose something together with people, Oscar, like we can brainstorm and, you know, just, it doesn't have to be a full fundraising meeting, and so that we can bring him into the fold with something in that's kind of already in place on Saturday, even if he doesn't spend a lot of time with us. Okay, Bella, go ahead.
I fully support what Sophia was just saying. We, like I said earlier, we must be aggressive while we are working with him. We have to lay the ground, the protocol, the time scheme. I fully concur with that, because he did not commit at all today. He simply said, well, you know, I will support. And so, yeah, if we're going to draft a letter for him, it can also be with memo of understanding, absolutely. And this is our time scheme and so forth. Okay, great. And I would like to be working with Oscar because I'm very familiar. I was there working with him and the other Spanish language programmers, putting up, selling tickets, putting the organization together. It was a lot of work. We did this several years, getting those community events. And they were all successful, some more than others. And they were great. And we needed more people to join. Okay.
Thanks, Bella. Go ahead, Michael. You've got your hand up.
Yeah. So a couple things. Bella, I think that there's a difference between being assertive and being aggressive. And I don't think we should be aggressive. Are you listening to me, Bella?
Yes, I'm listening. I have your audio.
All right. I'm saying there's a difference between being assertive and being aggressive, and I don't think we should be aggressive.
I understand. Yeah.
Okay. So just, you know, again, it's a question of what kind of speech and how you present yourself. I think what you said, Janine, in the beginning about that we're also here for him and we're glad that he's here for us is a positive way to approach it. I think we do have to come forward with programmatic ideas that we think we can actually carry out and, you know, get the okay from him, but I think that we could. Just so everybody's clear, the union letter is a fundraising letter. It's an appeal for the unions to actually make donations.
Oh.
It was not about anything but fundraising. It was
I forgot to say that, Janine.
Yeah, sorry. So I did forward it to people, but just so you're clear.
And Ali had a problem with that?
He had no problem with it. He saw it as a positive fundraising initiative. It was one of the things that came out of those meetings.
Ali
had a problem with that, yes.
Okay.
Because what he said, how can you be asking for support from unions when you're not, you know, giving the union here what it wants? So, my bad, I should never have gotten Ali in the middle of it.
That is correct.
It's okay, we live and learn.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, we can break from this, and but we may want, we will be meeting again on Saturday. Do we want to make an evening that would work for another continuation meeting just to iron out different proposals?
Janine, I would prefer an evening meeting because Saturday I have ceremony. It's very important for me to go to that ceremony.
What time works for you?
Okay. I'm in ceremony in the morning, Janine. I'm sorry.
Okay, evenings are good for me. Saturday?
Well, one of the reasons I pick Saturday morning, and I can pick any, I mean, as far as having the fundraising committee, is that most nights are taken up with other meetings, mm-hmm. Monday through Thursday. I mean, and so for me also, if I work, I don't have during the day free to do a 2-hour meeting.
Can we do Saturday at 1? Maybe 1
o'clock?
Yeah,
I mean, it can be later in the day. I think that's fine. I don't know who else Lydia's on here. She's a busy bee. I know that we were trying to do the bylaws revision meetings on Saturday afternoon, and that really sunk her ship.
I need one day to be human. I need to hang up my cape.
What's that?
I don't know. I just came back from Texas. I escaped all this for almost 6 days and I managed to jump on a couple of calls.
I mean, there aren't a lot of Friday meetings. You know, we could do later on Friday, you know, a 5 o'clock meeting, but that's I don't have to worry about Eastern because we're all West.
It's all local. It's all local.
Yeah. So we could do like 5. I mean, I don't want to go into Friday. People have events and stuff too on Friday evenings.
Okay. Just give the time. Let people agree to it.
Let her get,
five o'clock works for me.
All right. We'll run
on Friday.
Okay. So, if that's going to be the new general meeting, then we would need to meet before that in order to get a proposal ready to have Mikkel, you know what I mean? To like, unless we're just going to say this Friday, we're going to get together a continuation meeting and get a proposal together and then just send it to him and then make a next Friday meeting. I would propose that. Does anyone want to second that?
Okay, I
this
can't
Friday
do Wednesday.
At 5 o'clock, do an hour and a half brainstorm. Like we'll figure out the script. We'll get some venue ideas and date ideas for a live event. And then we'll go ahead and forward it to Mikkel.
Okay.
Great. I'm getting little hearts from Lawrence for a change. Hearts. So,
I'm working on my heart.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule that continuation meeting and Sophia, I'm hoping you and Oscar are able to join and Lydia that works for you as well. Does Friday work for you?
Friday works great. And I want to send everybody an email. I want to pursue something at a venue if it's not opposed to just sidebarring and just doing a fundraiser at a venue that's dark one day, just taking one of the days, an open venue. So it's not, it's, yeah, more in the rock realm.
Okay, I mean, we can be, I think we really only have the energy for one event, but I don't know.
It's easy for me. It's easy for me to put it together. Okay. I have friends in high and low places.
Okay. So let's talk about that on Friday. Sue Cohen just.
Okay, brothers and sisters, I got to go. Journey.
Bye, Lois. Thank you.
Bye bye. Michael, okay. I'll call you later. Thank you.
Okay, so just to be clear, we had Beth von Guten on this call, and we didn't do a roll call during the
You want to do it now?
Yeah, so Lawrence was on, he just got off. Bella DeSoto? Bella DeSoto, you want to say you're here?
Yes.
Sue Cohen? Sue Cohen is, this is a roll call.
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Sue Cohen Johnson, can you say something verbally?
I'm mute at 6.
Here.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
He's muted.
Here, thank you so much for going those.
Okay, thank you. Hope to speak with you again on Friday. Rocio?
Sure.
Present.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce?
Present.
Great. Sofia Quinones?
Presente.
Thank you. Michael Novick?
Present.
And Janine Rohn's here. Thank you, everyone. I'll see you on
and,
Friday.
And Lawrence was here, but just left.
Sofia Quinones. 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 I know it's hard to say the Quinones.
Okay, stop recording.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Recording stopped.
Thanks, Janine.
Thank you.